He slept in his parents' bedroom until he was 13. He wet the bed until he was 14. He doesn't know how to ride a bike. Apparently, he has friends. Welcome to Socially Awkward with Evan Wexel.
Wexel.
Welcome to Socially Awkward with Evan Wexel. I'm Evan Wexel, and it's a podcast where I interview a different Facebook friend every episode. At Awkward with Evan on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and awkwardwithevan.com for every old episode you dare search. We are going back into Bon Jovi mode for this episode because there is a number one documentary on Hulu. Thank you, goodnight, The Bon Jovi Story. So I brought on a fellow Bon Jovi friend, Jen Farrell from Long Island, like me. And we spoke about it, or we were supposed to. It really just became us talking about old memories of the time we were in a hotel gym with John Bon Jovi, and I got to run next to him, which is probably one of the best and probably most inconvenient moments for him, but fun for me. And then the time she kissed John Bon Jovi during a show. And we do talk about songs and the documentary and other things, but It was cool. It was cool. So, yeah, let's just jump right in. It's a Bon Jovi talk episode. So get ready. Socially Awkward, Jen Farrell, away you go. I'm not even going to do a countdown. Usually I do a countdown. I'm not going to. We can't wait. The documentary's out. It's number one, and we have to talk about it. So this is Socially Awkward with Evan Wexel. It's a podcast. I interview Facebook friends, but it's a special occasion because we got number one on Hulu right now is Thank You, Goodnight, The Bon Jovi Story. And what better time to bring on a Bon Jovi fan and friend. And I've brought Jen Farrell. Hello, Jen Farrell.
Hey, Evan.
We're just a couple of people that work from home and took some time out to do this. I remember you from your real estate days.
Yeah, that was a long time.
Long time ago. I don't even know how did we originally meet? Was it just through Bon Jovi events?
Yeah, the fan club.
Fan club. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. As I followed you to the Ritz-Carlton one time.
Yeah. I think you stayed in the room with me and four girls.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was like,
so
the
we
gay
could
friend.
Afford it.
So we yeah, that's the only way to afford it. So, but yeah. And this is the great thing. If I ever interviewed, cause I'm watching all these interviews with John right now, and I'm just like, I mean, I want to see if he remembers the story, because what happened is we got to the hotel and I guess you guys checked the gym. Did someone check the gym?
I remember well.
Did you? And you checked the gym.
I don't remember who checked the gym first, but somebody did, and it was packed.
It was packed because John Bon Jovi was working out in the hotel gym and he closed the gym to no one.
Nope.
And I brought my running stuff.
Yeah,
and I ran right to the Bellman.
I remember being on the bike in my jeans.
Everyone was working out in their jeans.
Yeah.
Except for me. I said, I ran up to the Bellman. I'm like, give me my stuff. And I ran down to the gym locker room. And I forgot who it was who was next to him running. But she was like, she was looking up to him. You know, like, I don't know if it's someone we know. It's not.
All I remember is asking him for a ride to the show at the end of when he was leaving.
When he was leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so here's what happens, where the Philadelphia Soul, his arena football team, are having a pep rally. And we knew what hotel he was going to be at. So we just all went to the same hotel and we checked in when he was working out. And yeah, I made sure to rush down there and get the girl in the jeans off and the high heels.
Yeah.
Off the treadmill next to him, and I got to run next to him and talk his ear off for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't think I annoyed him. I think he persisted.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he was annoyed.
I think
annoyed
he preferred himself. I not be there.
Yeah. I don't think he was annoyed.
Okay. I did get him to laugh one time. Cause I said, oh, they're just all, cause there's like, imagine a small hotel gym and there's 12 people, 12 ladies, 15 ladies crammed into a little hotel, just staring at him like it's a zoo exhibit.
Yeah.
And we're waiting for him to see what he does next. And but not me in my running clothes. I annoyed him. I got him to laugh one. What was that?
You were the only one that belonged.
I was still in shape. I was in shape. I was running at the time. So I did ask him, so you ever gonna do a marathon? He's like, No. Like, but like, anyone else work out or anything? He's like, Dave swims. That's what he told me. But the one thing I got him to laugh at was when I said, don't worry about all them. They're just all here waiting for the power dance class to start. So that so that got him to crack up. But then
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, that was the one time I got him to laugh at. I think he's laughed at me one other time, but it was, I think, an inappropriate occasion. And he was in a stall at the time. And I was talking to Dave out of nowhere in a hotel in Chicago. But
oh,
I've only made an ass of myself every time I've spoken to a member from the band.
Yeah, well, that's what happens.
But you got to kiss Bon Jovi on stage.
No, not on. Well,
in the crowd.
At the concert, in the crowd. Yep.
So what? I want to go back to that. So, but at the end of the treadmill thing, he's getting off the treadmill and you guys are all waiting for him. And he's like, do I stop with you guys? Do I walk out? And people are like, John.
Yeah. And we were just like, how about a ride to the show tonight?
and the next day the gym was closed for a private workout.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So, but yeah, let's fast forward to this. What is the year? And I know this was made into like a GIF of this happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
What was the year? What was the tour?
2006.
Okay. So this is Have a Nice Day tour.
December 2006.
Madison Square Garden?
No, Jersey, Continental.
Continental Airlines Arena, Meadowlands.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he's Bed of Roses?
Bed of Roses.
Is he dancing with you?
No, I did not get a dance because he was in the crowd.
Okay.
You know, when he was on the pedestal in the crowd. And I think I only got that ticket. I went by myself.
Right.
I got that ticket only a couple of days before the show. I wasn't going to be there. But then I happened to go on Ticketmaster. And, you know, we knew where right. Like the pedestal was in the crowd, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And a ticket came up right in like the two rows behind the pedestal. I was like, oh, that's mine.
Yeah.
Yep. I had my Santa hat that lit up on.
That's right.
Yeah, and I made
a song. Was this the winter? This was the winter?
Yeah, December. It was December.
Okay.
Yeah, right before Christmas. So I had my light up Santa hat. I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I had a sign that said, all I want for Christmas is a kiss from John Bon Jovi. And sure, he saw it when he was singing Bed of Roses, and that's what I got.
Wow, very nice. Now, do you tell your kids about this story? Like, before you guys were around, mom was out there, and mom was
My daughter's rock stars. That daughter that I was pregnant with, her middle name is Jovi.
Oh, that's good. Does she have a favorite Bon Jovi song?
No, she likes all the big ones, you know, the popular.
Yeah. Have you tried to, well, I guess, let's see, what was your timeline for watching this documentary now? So like this thing comes out last Friday, 9:00 Pacific, midnight Eastern. I'm going to wake up and like, I'm gonna get all these posts of people that are like, stayed up to like 5 a.m. watching this whole thing. What was your timeline watching the documentary?
I got it finished. I don't think I finished it till Saturday afternoon.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know some people were like, I've seen it twice. And it's like,
Oh, you know what? I watched the first two periodically throughout the day when I could take breaks during work.
Right.
And then I think I finished on Saturday night.
Yeah. I definitely, like I tried watching the first 5 minutes one night before bed and like with Kelly, and I couldn't go to sleep that night. Cause like the first 5 minutes is just like a big punch in the gut. It's like it's like hooking up like, you know, an electric chair to you. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm just all jazzed up.
Uh-huh. Totally. Uh-huh. Totally. I don't know what to expect with it. You know,
never seen him with gray scruff.
No. And never seen him crying.
True.
No, it was very, it was emotional.
Yeah. It made me want to help archive things for him. Like I can help you organize your cassettes.
Oh, 1,000%. What I wouldn't give to be let loose in that archive room for just give me an hour. Just give me an hour.
Because my mom like recently digitized like 450 like home movies. I feel like he could have just done that with all the cassettes and turned them into MP3s and then you're done. But
oh my gosh, what we wouldn't pay for half of the archives.
We want to archive your materials with you as a volunteer project.
Totally. 100%.
Jovi Habitat for Humanity. We're going to be in your habitat for the greater good of humanity to discover the Cadillac Man.
That was a good song.
Yeah, I heard a little of it. But I feel like there were always like rumblings of that song. Like I feel like we've heard in some capacity, like even the Power Station years.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have that album?
I did.
But yeah, yeah. Because we got it. You didn't talk a lot about it. You didn't have, I don't have the high opinion of the cousin, but still. Yeah. It was it was amazing. What stood out for you from the documentary? The roller coaster ride of, we knew it all, but we didn't know it all.
As a whole?
Yeah, like as a whole, like were there things like you discovered that like, oh, I didn't realize that, or?
I don't know that there was much that I discovered that was new news.
Right.
But it, you know, it, overall, it made me sad.
Yeah. What part? What part about it?
It made me feel like it's the end of an era, you know, like even because quite honestly, even if they were to go on tour again, I don't know that it would be, you know, the normal, what we're used to, three and a half hour show.
Right.
You know,
I mean, if he even just did like, say, do a headline, which he probably wouldn't be up for, is do a headline with someone, just they each do like an hour and a half.
We're used to 3 hour shows, you know. True. I mean, that's what we're used to. And you know, to have anything, I mean, would I enjoy an hour show? Of course, but
yeah,
you know, it's, I just don't think it'll ever be. I'm glad that I have the memories and the opportunities that I do. But I don't think we'll ever experience that again.
So this is where I would say go to patreon.com/funnyevan to support the podcast, or I'd say go to funnyforevertees.com to get some Evan merch to help the podcast. But I guess this time I have a new book out. It's called The Spam Whisperer, Actual Conversations with Aspiring Criminals Who Have Poor Communication Skills, where basically I was playing Wheel of Fortune on my phone and these other players started to randomly chat me over and over again. And I saved these conversations I had with them because they all were sketchy and they all wanted the same thing. And I put them into a book. And then when I thought I was done, I then started getting random text messages from people. Spammers. So I had conversations with them. They're all in the book. So if you want to search up Spam Whisperer on Amazon, I'll put a link in the description. Another new fun way. You can read it along with your friends and your family. And nice little dialogue going back and forth. So that's how you can help me out. And let's get back to Bon Jovi talk with Jen Farrell. When did you get in? Were you in from the 80s, from early on? Like,
No. I mean, my first show was when I was 12 at Giant Stadium with Motley Crue and Poison.
Was that when they first headlined it?
Yes, when they first.
Oh, that was 89-ish. Okay, gotcha. Yep.
But the first, when I was really, really heavy into it, was, I would say, 2002 through, like, 2004. And, I mean, in those 2-3 years, that's when I had my most amount of concerts and everything.
Because how extreme did it get? Like, how were you, like, you were working on, like, consecutive dates? Like, you planned? Yeah. So yeah,
I didn't miss the Tri-State Area show.
So yeah, like when they say I'm doing Philly, Jersey, Long Island, you're like, I'm hitting all of those.
And Connecticut. Yeah.
And Connecticut. Boston. You ever hit Boston?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut.
Yeah. I was very fortunate. I'm glad I got to, like, I saw Boston, I think, like, you know, It's My Life, Crush Tour. Get when the fan club was like, you know, you go to the venue and you wait in line.
Yeah.
And you get like, people like organize a list for you. Like, I don't want to lose my place in the list.
No, but that was, you know what? I feel sad for my kids because they'll never, like, I had the time of my life.
Yeah, because now it's like you got to, like, get on at the right time, Ticketmaster, who knows what they, I don't know what the policy is right now with backstage and
I don't know either. I'm not in it anymore. Honestly, right. Ever since his mom stopped running it, I haven't been in it.
Yeah. It was funny. I was like, I'm listening to like all these John interviews. And I remember now things like his mom once said to me, cause I got in trouble with his mom. Yeah. What happened was because for a fan club trip, I always heard about the power hour in college. Like, you know, you sip, drink a shot of beer once every hour, minute every hour. And I was like, we should do the Bon Jovi power hour where we have a shot of whatever every minute, and then I'll make a mix where it's a minute of a different Bon Jovi song for an hour.
Oh my gosh.
Somehow I told Mrs. B about this, and she sent out a big email criticizing that idea and shooting it down. So I see. Anytime I've spoken to a member of that universe, I've been an idiot. But yeah,
it is what it is.
But it was still fun. We still tried people like Sip whatever. I was trying to administrate the Bon Jovi Power Hour in the embassy suites for that trip.
I think that's where we met for the first time.
For the first time,
the fan club trip. Yeah,
because we were both from Long Island.
Yeah. Yeah, so there weren't too many from Long Island, so I think we all kind of, you know, rallied together.
Yeah, a lot of people were international.
Yep.
And then you were saw like whenever Mrs. B would like auction off his like old wardrobe stuff. Were you at those trips? Yeah.
Yeah, I only went on one. That's the only one
I ever went.
Giants when it poured at Giant Stadium.
That's right. I feel like I've done two. I'm not sure.
No, that's the only one that
I don't know.
I did like fan club events, you know, but that was the only trip I went on.
Yeah. Yeah. So now back to the doc. Like, so here's how the doc was organized. We had like basically four parts. We had the first part was him, the rise. Part two's going crazy. Everything and then part three is you know, maturing and till Richie leaves. And then part four, I guess, is Richie leaving. I don't know. Had you ever seen the Last Dance documentary with Michael Jordan?
No.
I don't know if it's the same. It's the same format. I'm assuming it might be the same production, but it's like it's interspersed where you have like the present day versus like the flashbacks at the same time. Mm-hmm. And the flashbacks progress as. So I just like how I liked how they used Richie in the documentary. Like they use him as like this, you know, this myth for the first. Because we don't see him till like the end, I think, first one.
Yeah.
And then, then he comes back that one clip where he apologizes. Different outfit, different time.
Right.
I don't know. Where do you stand? Where do you stand on the John Ritchie band dynamic? Or,
I mean, I was always a John girl. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
But once Ritchie, the shows were never the same after Ritchie was gone.
Right.
And that's not to you know, take anything away from Phil X. He's amazing. Right. But dynamics between Richie and John is, you know, undeniable.
Did you take sides at all watching the episode 2 and 3 where like how it built to the separation or not really?
No, not really. Because I knew all that, you know, and we basically knew what went down.
Yeah.
You know, I think I never took sides. It was just an unfortunate thing.
I mean, I can kind of see both sides a little more. It's just, does it change like what do you think? Do you think there'll ever be a time where they're on stage together again?
I don't know. I can hope. I don't know if I can answer that. I can hope that they do at some point, you know, even if it's for like a farewell tour, you know, or something like that. But, you know, that would be nice. But I don't think it'll ever happen. I just don't think they'll ever.
Mm-hmm. I could see that, and I could see him coming back once he's done releasing the solo stuff.
Yeah, possibly.
I don't know. I feel like whenever he's done that, like for the most of it, like he had the Stranger in This Town came back, Undiscovered Soul came back. I mean, this is different. Yeah, but
I don't think he ever left for the same reasons.
That's true. Yeah.
And whether John wants to admit it on camera or not, I'm sure he's bitter.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I feel like there's still something there. Like, I feel like as much as they both talk from their own perspective, I still feel like there's a disconnect somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Listen, one thing we always knew is that none of them ever aired their dirty laundry.
Yeah.
So we will never, ever, ever know what really went on behind closed doors.
I mean, I feel like this doc was a little close to dirty laundry. I mean, a little bit. It was closer. I don't know. There were other documentaries. Obviously we had the Behind the Music. Hmm. We had When We Were Beautiful. How did you think this one compared to the others?
I have to be honest. I don't even, I know I watched them. Do I remember exactly what happened? No. I at this point I've seen so many interviews and documentaries and videos and whatever that everything kind of merges into one.
Yep. Yep. Okay. So give me some of your favorite Bon Jovi songs all time. Give me some favorite hits, favorite non-singles.
let's see, as far as singles, Born to Be My Baby is up there. Faith. I'm trying to think what's really up there. I'm done with Runaway.
Did you get the remastered?
Yeah.
Yeah, because at all the like they're like recordings and scratch tracks. Those are nice. Yeah.
Will I turn it off if it's on the radio? No.
No.
But you know, I'm done with Who Says You Can't Go Home. You know that with the Too Many It's All Rights.
Okay, it's all right.
Some of my favorite songs though are Dry County for sure.
Yes.
Wild as the Wind.
Yep. Oh, that's favorite.
These Days in These Arms.
Mm-hmm.
The older ones, you know. Right. I don't love anything post Have a Nice Day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love.
Oh.
I've never even listened to This House is for Sale whole album.
I think it's a good album. I don't listen to 2020 that much.
I don't think I've ever listened to that whole album. Anything post, This House is Not for Sale 2020, I don't think I've listened to the whole things ever.
I think the best 2020 tracks are actually the bonus tracks. There was Shine and Love Can are probably my two favorite tracks and are not even on the main album of 2020, but yeah. Okay. Very nice. Yeah.
What after having kids and life, you know, I kind of lost track of all that kind of stuff. But
yeah,
I don't sit down and really listen to anything anymore.
Do you have Sirius XM at all?
No.
Okay, because they had the Bon Jovi radio there.
Oh yeah, no, I don't have it now.
Yeah, it's like half his stuff, and then half there's just other artists that I guess he likes, and it could be anything. It could be, I heard like Jelly Roll. On Bon Jovi.
It's all like similar type stuff. Yeah,
where I've heard a Miley Cyrus on there, and that's, you know, all kinds of stuff he recommends, he listens to. So it's interesting. Bon Jovi radio. It's good. You're curious like how deep they go with what they play. I think they have like they set up probably so the hits play more, but once in a while they have like, you know, If That's What It Takes or something from Because We Can. And
oh, okay.
Did you like in the doc when they like they didn't just like play the song, they took like they isolated like the vocal, or they like echoed part of like a part of the song where like, say, like, I really liked how they used That's What the Water Made Me they kind of like just took part of it, or like Living with the Ghost, like they took like two of the instruments. Cause it made it sound like a more, had more of an emotion or like a underwater kind of feel to it. I liked the style of how they mixed up the sound and edit all that. Yeah.
The whole time I was watching it, I will watch it again when I have the whole time I was watching it, my thoughts were just like, I just can't believe we're here, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I was just,
believe that like it's been 40 years for them.
That and that, like, we're here where I feel like it's the end, you know. I feel like it's that's just my gut feeling, and that's kind of what I felt the whole time watching it. So, like, it was hard for me to pay attention to all the other background details because, you know, I don't know.
I've heard someone say I thought that maybe they're in 1 year they were gonna go out, but I don't know in what capacity. I mean, they are gonna do a promo show for the album, but.
Tour, you know, but it's not going to be a 30-show tour.
No, it'll probably be like a closed, like WPLJ caliber show or something.
Yeah. Well, that would be great. I'd be fine with that.
It'd be in your area, but if there was still a PLJ.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean, though. I would be fine with that.
Well, they did the Palladium, I think, in London for This House is Not for Sale. Okay. It was like live, so that would be something. Yeah, I'm curious. I mean, I've heard the samples of a few things. I don't know. Are you a fan? Do you like the new song Legendary?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah, I think it's good.
I like the lyrics of it. You know, I feel like it kind of resonates. Well, just like what they said, you know, it always resonates with somebody, but
yeah,
you know,
is Born to Be My Baby then your all time favorite?
No.
Okay.
No, that's just one of the singles that I really like.
If you could take three Bon Jovi songs to a desert island, what would it be?
Wild as the Wind for sure.
Okay.
I love that song. Dry County.
Okay.
And a third. I'd have to take like a big one, you know, like You Give Love a Bad Name or something. Yeah. Like, I have to rock out too, you know, that everybody else will know too.
That to keep the island the way it is.
Yeah. But definitely, Wild is the Wind is definitely has to be in my top five favorites.
Yep. What's your second favorite band?
Oh, God. I don't know. It depends on the time.
Okay.
I don't know that there was ever another artist or band that, you know, I could say like 30 years later that I still love.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Staying power. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, what's going on in my life then, where the songs that they're putting out there that at that time, you know. Yeah. It really just all depends.
Have you heard Richie's new song?
No, I have not.
Oh, you haven't? Have you listened to much of like his last album? It was Aftermath of the Lowdown or?
No.
No, okay.
No,
I think he makes cool tracks. It's a little bit more rough around the edges. And you just kind of it just makes you miss them together.
Yeah, he's like bluesy.
Yeah, he has more of a blues and groove and.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he. Yeah. I saw like a track of like an RSO show he did with Orianthe like several years ago. They're like,
oh, okay.
Playing I'll Be There For You on like PBS.
Oh,
it was good. It was good. He knows what he's doing. I mean,
he's very talented. I'm not going to say he's not, you know,
I just thought he's going to come out with the stuff like right after he was on The Masked Singer as the,
I forgot that he was
bunny or whatever he was.
Yeah. I forgot that he was on there. I think I watched that season.
Well, that's good. I think we get four tracks from him in the coming Fridays. Four songs. Yeah. That's something. Yeah. Then we get the album in, it's almost like a month away already.
June 6th, right?
June 7th. Yeah. Friday, June 7th, I think, all the place. Did you get one of those pre-ordered? Did you do like a CD? I got a signed CD for like a regular CD price.
You did?
I did. It was. See,
I have a problem buying the autographs because I've got them. I don't know.
I don't think I ever had an autograph.
In my head.
Oh. Yeah. I just seemed like it wasn't like I'm paying an extra $50 for the autograph. It's pretty much the cost of a CD and it just happens to be autographed.
Yeah. No, maybe I'll order it.
So I'll see. I'll rip it to my devices and hopefully won't get scratched or anything along the way. But yeah.
I don't even remember. Honestly, I don't even remember the last time I bought a CD. I have This House Is Not For Sale. That one I have. I don't
as a CD?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think I have 2020.
No, I have, I got like an old CD of someone else's over Amazon and like I barely can play it. Like it skips. It's already like, it just skips from like me putting it in the car. And I ripped it onto one computer and it was okay. And now I have to like somehow get it back on a CD somehow. I don't know.
I gotcha.
I got the skipping sound. Sometimes when you play bad CDs, it's like while you're doing that.
I don't even have a CD player.
True. I'm in my computer. I have a CD player.
I don't guess think I
have well, DVD players can double as CD players.
I don't have a DVD player.
Oh my gosh. We're so digital. Today I've come up with working from home. Everything's streaming. Yep.
Yeah.
We're in the future.
We're in a instant gratitude.
Yes. Yes.
You want to hear a song? You just look it up and play it.
Yep.
Or you watch a movie? You just put it on.
Or ask a trivia question, ask ChatGPT, and they'll get it wrong.
Yep.
Yep. Nice.
So,
all right.
Total instant gratification.
Definitely. So when I texted you last week about my new book, did you think it was like a scammer or do you think it was really me? Or did it sound like I was a spammer?
No, I knew it was you.
Oh, good. Because I thought it was, I have it right here.
Nothing you do shocks me, Evan.
I just talked to spammers. That's why I put the QR code in the corner.
Yeah, no, nothing you do shocks me.
Oh, good. I'm glad you knew it was me. I like the irony of me that I was basically texting every contact I felt comfortable texting about my spam book. So I was spamming my friends about my spam book.
That makes sense.
Good. Yeah.
That makes absolute sense and it totally fits you.
Good. I'm glad I have that effect.
Absolutely.
Have you had any other fun interactions with the guys, like when you've spoken to them in over the years, the Bon Jovi boys?
Interactions?
Yeah, no. Just like seeing them and stuff or? Okay.
No, the only times I've seen them is when I've stalked them.
Okay. Yeah, I know. That counts.
No, I mean, nothing fun except for the gym. The gym was probably the, you know, the most.
Because we you were just standing there the whole time, and then you saw me running there for 10 minutes. And
Yeah.
And he didn't seem agitated.
No, not at all. I don't think he, you know what, if he was agitated, I think he would have left.
He did ask like where everyone was from, like and stuff like that. But you know, he was pretty much
We caught him in one of his good moods.
I feel like, I don't know. I couldn't know. I mean, you know, who wants to be interrupted during their workout?
Nobody. But at the end of the day, listen, he at that point he knew, you know, that people stay there. And if he was in the gym, people were going to find him in there.
That's right. Right. Cause I only do that. Cause I saw like on the VH1, there was like a VH1 show that showed him working out.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there was.
That's how I knew, like, I got to check the gym because I saw in this VH1 thing, he works out.
Yeah, but we weren't the last to find out. There were already people in there that shouldn't have been in there. Yeah. Like the girl running on the treadmill in her high heels. I mean.
There was one cool thing I really liked. The Men's Health did something with him a couple weeks ago. It was like, look in his fridge and look in his gym.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a great video. It just like shows like what he has to eat, you know, because as you saw in the documentary, he did a lot of holistic stuff to like for his voice. Like you saw the emergency and the vitamins and the lasers and all that kind of stuff. And then in his fridge, it's like, you know, it's the typical like health nut kind of fridge he has, except for like the Hampton water and the cookies. But other than that,
I want to see that.
I'm going to find that. It's Men's Health. It's like an 8-minute clip online somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch that.
It's pretty cool. It was good. They let him in the house. He didn't sound like super enthused talking about this because he basically knows like he says gluten's bad and all that stuff. It's like he's a natural path a little bit.
All right. Good. Listen, whatever works.
I'll send that over. Yeah, it was interesting.
Whatever works.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll let you get back to your working from home then.
Like working from home. Awesome.
Yeah. Can you say what your work from home is? What do you do?
I'm a patient advocate.
A what?
A patient advocate.
Okay. You advocate for patients.
Yes.
And when they need you, they call you.
Yes.
Okay. And you a patient of anything?
Drugs, specialty drugs.
I gotcha. So they're what do they need support with to get the drugs or get off the drugs or say you're great?
Help getting them if it's not covered.
Okay. Oh, okay. So like medical stuff. You're not. Yep. You're not the black market of underwater.
No.
Psychedelics.
No.
Okay, that's good.
No.
Underground. Okay. Cool.
Absolutely not.
It's good. You can hook up your old real estate people when they need help.
You got it.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. I'd tell Kelly she could come in whenever, but I don't know. I'll see if she'll come in and say hi. I'll have to give her one of the headphones.
That's all right.
Yeah. If not, then I'll let her. I'll give her 5 seconds, 10 seconds to come in. Let's see. She's folding clothes, doing mom stuff.
Oh, what, are you watching another camera?
Know what I like to do with her? Like, do you like, cause now I'm assuming all your girls are on like your Find My iPhone, the same family.
Yeah.
You love to check.
No, actually they're not.
They're not? Not.
My girls are under their dad's account.
But you should still like get at like, so like I can find their location. You know, you can find their location whenever you want.
I am not as technologically advanced as you are.
I love doing that to my wife. Cause like sometimes if I see where she is, I can like look at her location. And then I'll see her about to make a wrong turn. I'm like, nope, don't turn there.
Oh, no, I do that on Life 360 with the girls.
Okay. Okay.
Especially now that my older one is driving.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, when my son's old enough, I'll encourage him to hitchhike instead. We'll see.
Listen, it's very convenient, though, having another driver in the house.
No, that's true. It's just that we have newer cars. I just don't want to...
Got an older car. Car's 2006.
Yeah, that I had a 2006, and then my father-in-law was like, "What do you want?" And I'm like, So we all hooked that up. Oh, I got her to show.
There she is.
She's so shy. I gotta lower this. Here you go. Come on, socially awkward.
Hey, Kelly.
Hello.
How are you?
It's good to see you.
You too.
You're looking good.
You too. Nice and tan you are.
Thanks. And that's weird. I'm not sure why.
And I have a Bon Jovi. What's this called? A nesting doll.
Oh, the nesting dolls. Yeah, I want one of those.
My mother-in-law, her mom got this for me. Mm-hmm. I got Tico inside, and then I got Dave inside.
No, you know what I want? I want the bobbleheads.
Oh, those would be cool.
But they never, they've been on my Amazon wish list for like, you know, 20 years because they're not available anywhere.
Oh, you pulled my
squeak a squeak. No. So.
So what have you guys been talking about? Are you talking about the documentary?
Yeah, that she has. Yeah. She only seen 5 minutes of.
Oh, you haven't seen the whole thing yet?
Well, he was supposed to watch it with me, and then I guess I was taking too long, and he watched the whole thing, and I was like, fine, you can just show it to me.
It was a civil obligation. 5 hours. It's a civil obligation to get the documentary done within 48 hours as a fan. So
100%. Totally.
You have to know. And it's good. I like now that I am being tracked on social media, so I do see all the Bon Jovi fan posting about the documentary.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, thanks, Zuckerberg. I do want to know about that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is my better side.
Great.
You guys are crazy. Right. I would love to be just like spend like a day in your house. I can't even imagine.
So many emotions. So many. I mean.
Coming to TLC for one episode only.
Yes. It's Evan and Kelly Wexels. Show.
The Wexels. Canceled.
It's the Wexelblatts.
The Wexel.
No, don't ever do that because whenever couples or families go on TV, they always wind up splitting up.
That's right. Hogan knows best.
Yeah.
Always.
It's true. We would never split up even if we had a reality show.
I know. You guys are like two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
I remember being at your wedding.
Oh, you came to, you were at the wedding.
I was at the wedding.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky then. It's awesome. Because I think, were you the only Bon Jovi fan friend maybe I had at the wedding? Were there other fans there?
I don't know. Was Rebecca there?
I don't know.
Remember her?
Maybe Rebecca was on the treadmill next to him first.
No, it was me and Valerie, I think.
Valerie was the one. Because Valerie was just looking up to him like, oh my gosh, there's the Holy Grail.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then I was like, and then everyone was like, Rebecca, get off. He wants to run.
Yeah.
And then I got to run.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it
went. I'd love to interview him and break out that story, and he probably would never remember it at all.
Never.
No, and to us, it was like the greatest day ever.
Did you ever kiss him?
She did.
I thought so. Okay. Yeah. I remembered that.
I remember, though, being in the gym and getting on my cell phone. You remember that Friends episode when Chandler was in the ATM vestibule and he was like, I'm in an ATM vestibule with Jill Greger.
I've seen all of them, but I don't remember.
Oh, I remember like taking my cell phone and putting my head down and like calling everybody I could think of. Like, I'm in the gym with John Bartoli.
That's amazing. Okay, I'm going to give this back to you and check on our son who's home with the cold.
Yeah,
I hope he feels better.
It was good to see you. She can't hear me anymore.
You
too.
I can't hear her.
She knows what you're saying. Okay. You know
I say bye and we can wave.
That's right. It's like COVID. We're behind screen doors. Hearts. We miss you.
Yeah. Yeah. The crazy part is that's how my kids talk, period, now.
Hearts. Damar Hamlin. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're going to get this out. We're going to be the definitive. This was the definitive recap episode of the documentary, I think. I think we went in depth. Or was a definitive Ritz-Carlton recap and Meadowlands recap.
That's more like it. That's all right. Listen, we could talk for hours about all the memories and all the stuff.
Yeah, we always, I don't know if you're friends with Michelle Bloom. Like, we always float around the idea that just organize something in the area, invite who we can, and I'll just do covers.
Yeah.
Like the old times.
Oh my God, yes.
Because I did an online thing for Al after Alec died. I did like a little vigil and it was kind of cool on Zoom, and everyone people showed up from like all over the world. It was kind of cool.
Really?
Yeah. It's on YouTube somewhere. Yeah. I'll show.
That's cool.
Yeah. That was cool.
Find me that men's health thing.
I'm gonna get it. Yeah, I'm gonna find you the men's health thing. I'll text it to you right after.
Awesome.
All right. All right, I'll let you go.
All right,
good
chat.
You do you. Thanks for coming on.
You too. Anytime.
All right.
Bye.
All right. I want to thank Jen Farrell for coming on the podcast and catching up with me, even my wife for coming in for the last 5 minutes. and saying, hey, it was just a random conversation. But it was cool. I'm just going to keep throwing these together. You're going to check out all these clips that are going to be popping up on Facebook, not Twitter, X, Instagram, and TikTok. And check out YouTube also. The Awkward Archives are where all the clips go. Socially Awkward Playlist on my YouTube. That's where all the full episodes are going to go and where they're going to stream. And enjoy it. These are fun conversations, and I get to shoot the breeze with them. And it's 150 plus Facebook friends down, over 4,000 to go. So stay awkward. You know I will.
Thanks for listening. Go to awkwardwithevan.com to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Now for Evan's mom to pick out his clothes for tomorrow. See you next time on Socially Awkward with Evan Wexel.
Wexel.